天看到春天来了，而且这个所有的冬天已经过去了，而且这个春天已经把他的那个冬天那些这个睡眠的日子已经过去，然后春天把万物都觉醒起来。
I trust that your health and your joy is filled with much to give praise and glory to God for.
我相信你的身体健康，你的所有一切的喜乐都是神所给你的。
Brothers and sisters, thank you for the songs that we worship and sang with this morning.
所以弟兄姐妹们，谢谢你今天在我们讲道之前所唱的那几首诗歌。
My turn. One of the first song that we sang, "And Can It Be," is one of my favorite songs, and it wasn't until I was a young man that I learned the words and was able to begin to appreciate what that song expresses.
我们唱的第一首诗歌里面是《怎能如此》，是我在从年轻的时候就喜欢唱，到后来我发现。仔细的思想里面的词意说更使我这首诗歌深深的打中我。
Just think of those words, and can it be that I should gain an interest in my Savior's love?
就是说怎么样子可能像我这样一个人我们会对这个主耶稣的这个复活救我们的这就发生这种兴趣。
Over these last 30 days, I've been thinking about Easter and the preparation of just celebrating together that Christ is alive and He is risen and lives in our hearts and lives.
所以在过去三十天，我一直在想到说，复活节要快要来了。然后我们就想到说，在复活节的时候，这个耶稣基督到我们世界上来是来拯救我们，然后他又复活了，死了以后。
2 weeks ago, I was asked to officiate a funeral in Yosemite.
在两个礼拜以前，在Yosemite 公园的时候，我在那里主持一个葬礼。
As we talked about the person's life and celebrated all of the years that God has blessed her,
当我在讲到那个人所有他的一生，神怎么样子恩待他
，I couldn't help but be moved by the fact that. That Jesus loves us all the time.
所以我就想到说，他的一生中就是看到，耶稣基督是爱我们，是无时无刻不在爱我们。
At the end of the service, and I had never done this before, I asked the family that was gathered there if they would join me in singing of a little song.
然后在葬礼快要结束的时候，我就让他家人跟我们一起来唱一首诗。
Now, I'm not a singer, and I'm not going to ask you to join me this morning, but that song was this song.
我不是一个歌手，我不是一个唱歌很好的，我今天也不会叫你跟我一起唱。
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
我唱的一首诗歌就是耶稣爱我万不错，因为圣经告诉我。
And I trust that during this season of Easter that we will never forget the fact That Jesus loves me.
在这个感在这个复活节的季节，我们这一直一直，我们都会想到说，耶稣基督是爱我们的。
This morning, I want to help us to continue to think about our preparation for Easter. In the passage of Scripture of which we read this morning just a moment ago, deals with the triumphal entry of Christ. Coming into the city of Jerusalem.
所以我们要想到说，在这个复活节的时候，就像我们今天刚刚念过圣经，讲到说耶稣基督怎么是这样的骑着驴，然后光荣的进到这个耶路撒冷这个圣城。
Gene Smith, an American historian, authored a book entitled "When the Cheering Stopped."
Gene Smith 是一个历史学家，他写了一本书，书的名字就是说。当这个欢呼声停止的时候
，The book told of Woodrow Wilson, and the events surrounding World War One.
在这个第一次大战的时候，美国总统 Wilson 总统
，When Wilson visited Europe, he was greeted by large crowds, who cheered at every place that he went.
这个威尔森总统在欧洲在第一次世界大战的时候，到处各地都到一个地方，人家是欢呼拍手，因为他做了美国做了对欧洲做了很大的贡献。
But all the cheering only lasted about a year.
而且所有的这些欢呼只能够维持到一年。
And then it began to stop, and Woodrow Wilson in two years earlier was heralded as a hero, now had been almost forgotten.
所以在那个时候，在这两年前、一年前的时候，这个 Wilson 总统是全世界的一个英雄，但个两年以后大家都忘记了。
History is filled with examples of people who started out humbly.
所以这个所有历史上记载说，所有很多很多人都是开始很谦卑的。
Rose to great popularity.
然后就变成非常非常的这个普遍被大众爱戴。
And came to the end of their life in humility.
然后到最后，大家说就把他遗弃掉，就完全他就是被人家遗弃。
In today's passage of scripture, we see.An example of that as well.
我们今天看到这个，今天我们念的圣经也是这样子。
Jesus was the son of a carpenter.
这个耶稣是木匠的儿子。
Educated in Nazareth.
在这个拿撒勒这个长大。
One who had gained favor with man.
而且耶稣基督在大家很多人都很爱戴他。
One who was cheered and praised.
然后这个大家都的拼命的欢呼，然后拼命的赞美他。
But would soon be mocked and scorned and cast aside.
然后是当他在这个十字架上，大家都讥笑。他就把他完全遗忘掉了。
And all of this by the same ones who did the cheering.
然后在这些把他遗忘的人，当年都是那么样子在他面前那么的欢呼的叫的，要下来拥戴他。
On Palm Sunday, as Jesus approached Jerusalem,
在这个复活节的前一个礼拜天，这个耶稣基督要进。到耶路撒冷。
There were several things that he was aware of.
然后有几样事情他。实在是已经知道了。
He knew the conditions surrounding the people.
他知道在这每个人心里的想法。
And he also knew the conditions of the people's heart as well.
他也知道他们心里真正是要什么。
They were under heavy Roman oppression.
他们是在罗马人皇帝的这种统治之下。
Heavy taxes.
他们给他的重税。
And great restrictions.
然后给他多多的那种限制。
And numerous executions by crucifixion as well.
罗马人把他们这个以色列人，钉十字架时不知道钉了多少人。
The Jews were in the search of someone.
这个犹太人就是想要找到一个人。
And they desired a king.
他们把他要选出来当他们爱宰的王。
A conqueror.
然后是一个征服者。
Someone who would set them free.
然后把他们释放出来。
They had seen the mighty works of this person called Jesus.
他们想着找到这个人，一看这个有一个人叫做耶稣，他做了那么多奇妙的事情。
They knew of that the fact is that he had restored the sight to the blind.
他看到说是瞎子。能够看见
healed the lame,
然后瘸子能够走路
feeding the multitudes with a little boy's fishes and bread
他是给五千人吃饱是用一个小孩子五饼二鱼就够了
they even heard about him raising Lazarus from the dead
他们也听到说他把拉撒路从坟墓里面这个拉出来
they listened to him teach with authority
然后他们听到他的讲道是那么的带着权柄
So Jesus came to Jerusalem.
所以这个耶稣今天到耶路撒冷来了。
The crowds began to cheer.
所以大家群众的那么大的欢呼欢迎他。
The timing was right.
这个时间没有那么再好了。
It was approaching the Passover season.
是他们的逾越节。
Which is symbolic of when the angel passed over Egypt.
是因为是当年他们出埃及的时候，灭灭的天使也到埃及去
and Pharaoh let God's people go
然后杀了埃及人的长子然后法老就让所有的以色列人出来
but as Jesus approached Jerusalem he knew their hearts
当耶稣基督到耶路撒冷的时候他知道他们群众心里想的
their desires as well.
他也想到他们要的是什么
it is interesting that the Roman soldiers had major concern about Jesus coming to Jerusalem
因为同时这个罗马的兵丁也在想说这个耶稣基督到这个耶路撒冷要发生什么事啊
They knew very well that the Passover could cause, possibly cause great trouble.
他说这个在逾越节的时候可能使这所有的犹太群众会暴乱起来。
And they were ready for anything that might take place.
然后他们都准备好了。
As Jesus rode into Jerusalem,
当耶稣基督进到耶路撒冷城。
The crowds waved the palm branches.
所以他们这个所有的群众都把用棕树枝在那里挥舞。
Long standing as a symbol of Jewish nationalism.
这一个是代表说是这个是犹太这个复国的那个一种标号。
Notice in the passage it says that they shouted.
你们看到在这个圣经上是说他们大声的喊叫。
Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord.
所奉主名来的王是应当称颂的。
Cheering, praising, and exalting.
然后所有的这个呼叫，这个所有的赞美，所有的这在这里把它捧起来。
But then something happened, our passage tells us.
然后忽然有这个有些事情发生了，我们圣经上告诉我们。
The cheering stopped.
这个所有的欢呼声停了。
Jesus did not gather any troops around him.
这个耶稣没有带任何军队。
He didn't lead a revolt.
他没有叫起来革命。
He just didn't do what they expected.
他只是没有做到这些犹太人要期望他所做的。
The passage tells us instead that he drove out the money changers out of the temple.
这个圣经告诉他在这做什么事？他在这时候把这个所有的在圣殿中间那个兑换银钱人通都赶掉了。
He paid tribute to Caesar.
他给罗马皇帝去交税。
He taught that giving out of poverty is worth more than giving out of abundance.
他教他们说，你们奉献你们的钱财是少的钱是从你们尽心去了，比那些给多的钱是你们的无所谓的钱更有价值。
He taught in order to be great, you must be a servant.
他说你要想得到变做大事吗？你就要去伺候人。
Jesus did everything that the people didn't want.
他所教导的这些都不是那些人所要的。
So the cheering stopped.
所以这些欢呼声慢慢慢慢就平下来了。
It's amazing that when things go our way,
当这是很奇怪的事情，当这些事情慢慢慢慢平淡下来以后，
we're much like those people in Jerusalem.
所以我们就像那些在耶路撒冷那些居民一样。
When God does what we want, we cheer.
当神做我们想要神做的事情，我们大家就欢呼大叫。
When Jesus rises to our causes, we cheer.
当这个耶稣基督是来帮我们所要的事情说话的时候，我们欢呼。
In the good times, brothers and sisters, it's easy to cheer.
当这个好时光的时候，我们是很容易去大声的欢呼。
But what about those times when it doesn't go our way?
但是当时这个时间不是发生我们想象的事的时候，
The cheering comes to a stop.
这些欢呼就停掉了。
Our praise quickly fades.
我们的赞美以后就没有了。
You better believe.
你应该要相信这个事实。
God doesn't always give what we want.
神不是永远给我们我们所想要的东西。
But he always gives just what we need.
神是永远会给我们我们所需要的东西。
Often our wants and our desires blur our vision of what God wants for us.
常常我们的想要的东西或者我们的欲望是跟神所要给我们的不一样。
I'm reminded of the words of the 23rd Psalm, which we know well.
记得在诗篇23篇，我们大家都知道这一篇诗篇。
The Lord is my shepherd, he'll provide my every need.
耶和华是我的牧者，我不必自缺乏。
But my friend, as you think of those words of the psalmist, be reminded that our needs don't always, or our wants do not always line up with our needs.
你知道吗？我们常常在这篇诗词上面说，我们所心中想要的并不是 真正我们所需要的。
Returning back to our passage that we read this morning, we saw that as Jesus approached the city of Jerusalem, he wept over it.
回到我们今天刚刚念过的，当耶稣基督要进到耶路撒冷的时候，他看见那个城的时候，他就哭了。
The cheering had stopped.
这个所有的欢呼声已经停止了。
Maybe the question this morning is why did the cheering stop?
所以这个问题是说，为什么这些欢呼声忽然就停了呢？
Let me suggest three things.
让我来给你们建议有三个事情。
The people of that time, as well as us, refuse to recognize God's purpose.
所以在那个时候的人民和在我们今天的人民，我们都不愿意接受神的给我们的生命的目标。
The reason the scripture gives us the storyline that we have just reviewed.
所以在我们这个圣经上给我们讲说我们刚刚在念过的那个圣经
is because the people were looking for a king, Jesus came to be a savior.
因为人们那时候犹太人是叫希望神给他们一个王，但是神给他们是一个他们的救主。
Oftentimes we do the very same.
常常我们每个人也这样做。
Our prayer goes something like this: God, fix my problem.
我们的祷告是说，神啊，帮我们解决这个问题。
God, change my circumstances.
神啊，改变我们的环境。
Rather than God, change the person of the circumstance.
啊，我们应该说，我们要神啊，求助你改变我们自己，去适应这个环境。
And the cheering stops.
这个欢呼声就停止了。
You lose sight of him.
我们就完全就看不见了。
You lose sight of his purpose.
所以我们就看不见耶稣基督来的目的。
His purpose is to deliver us from our sin.
他耶稣基督来的目的是叫把我们从罪恶里面拯救出来。
That's simply why Jesus came.
这就是耶稣基督来的目的。
To give us freedom, to pay the price, to set us free, to give us liberty.
他给我们自由，把我们从罪恶里面走，我们不再做罪的奴仆，完全是释放了。
We miss often his purpose.
我们完全把他来的目的给失去了。
The second thing that I note from this passage that would be appropriate for us today is that we refuse to accept his terms.
是啊，第二个是就是在这个我们圣经里面讲的，我们不愿意接受他给我们的那些一切的情况。
In a few chapters earlier in the book of Luke, as a matter of fact, the 14th chapter,
在路加福音第十四章里面讲到。
Jesus makes it very clear of what his terms are for us.
耶稣基督很清楚地把他说他要求我们的是什么。
He says, take up your cross and follow me.
耶稣说背起你的十字架来跟随我。
My friend, never be careless with God's grace.
弟兄姐妹朋友们，不要我们把神要求给我们的那些所有的恩典忘记。
Let me say that again because I think it is very vital for us to grab a hold of.
让我再说一遍，这是非常要紧的，我们来抓住这个思想。
Never be careless with God's grace.
绝对不要把神的恩典视为当然。
He says, take up your cross and follow me.
神叫我们背起我们十字架来跟随他。
Jesus is very clear in his desire and his terms for us.
耶稣基督是非常清楚地告诉我他要的我们是什么。
If he came to set us free from our sins,
他来是叫我们从罪恶里面能够释放出来得自由。
And he is the only one that can do it.
他是唯一能够在宇宙中间能够做这个事情的人。
Then the words of John 14 become very important to us this morning.
在约翰福音十四章的时候就变成里面讲的话变成非常重要。
Where Jesus clearly says,
在耶稣很清楚地说
I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life.
我是道路，我是真理，我是生命。
And there's only one way to the Father, and that's through Jesus.
只有一条路到神面前，就是从耶稣基督那里才能到父神那里。
I was reading a book the other day that said there are many ways to God.
Pastor Jay 念过一个书，上面说有很多道路可以到神那里。
It was all I could do to finish reading the book because I cannot agree with that. There's only one way to God.
这个书上是说，但是说是不同意说只有一条路能够到神那里去。
Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I'm the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me.
耶稣说，我是道路。我是真理，我是生命，没有一个人到父神能够到父神面前，除了经过我。
When Jesus came into Jerusalem, they missed the purpose of his coming.
当耶稣基督到耶路撒冷的时候，所有这些群众完全失去了他来到这个耶路撒冷的目的。
And they refused to accept the terms.
而且他们也不愿意耶稣基督的那个道路。
Thirdly, they didn't realize that there is a judgment day coming, and we all must realize that.
第三个，他们实在是忘记了，将来人人都有审判。
Be reminded, we all are going to stand before the Lord someday.
不要忘记了，我们每一个人都会到神面前，在那个审判台前。
And you can't approach God on your own terms.
你不能到神是照着你的这个方法去。
You must come through Jesus.
你只有到神面前是经过耶稣基督的道路。
And you can't come to Jesus on your own time either.
所以你不能够到神面前说你随便什么时候你要去到神面前。
There is a too late when we're dealing with God.
有一句话就是说，到时候说太晚了。
There's a day when we will stand before Him, and the simple question that will be asked.
当我们站在神面前的时候，有个简单的问题会问到我们。
What have you done with my son who died for you?
你跟我的独生子，你跟他做了什么事情？
He came to set you free from your sin.
他来是要把你的罪完全赦免。
And give you life eternal.
然后给你永远的生命。
Listen, my dear friends.
我亲爱的朋友，听啊。
Maybe your desires have been self-centered instead of God-centered.
也许你一直你的心中都是以自我为中心，不是以神为中心的。
You are living for the audience of one.
你只是在所有群众就是为只听一个人。
Every person here belongs to one of the groups that I'm going to mention this morning.
今天每一个人在座的都是属于一个群体。
You're either a critic,
你要么就是一个批评的人。
Or you belong to the crowd,
或者你是属于那个群众。
Or you belong to the curious,
或者你属于那个好奇者。
Or you're committed to the person of Jesus Christ,
或者你完全交托给主耶稣基督
and you're part of the core.
是你就是这个主耶稣基督这一群中的中心
The Bible says
这圣经上告诉我们
Every knee shall bow
万膝都要跪拜
And every tongue shall confess Jesus
万口都要承认耶稣基督是他们的主
What is your answer today?
你的答案今天是什么
I pray that you're part of God's family.
我愿意向神祷告，你每一位我们都是在神家庭中间的一员。
And if so, then the cheering can continue.
假如是这样的话，所有这些欢呼声是永远永远的在欢呼。
Amen, and God bless you.
Amen, 神祝福你们。